Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 of Return number 506. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, sponsorships, please let me know at Rabbi Ismach at take10fortorah.org. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Kamelhar family in memory of Yosef Yitzchak ben Yisrael Yechiel. So this past Shabbos we had a siyum in my shul for the Daf HaShavua. The Daf HaShavua program is a program which, like Daf Yomi, which does a daf a day, Daf HaShavua does a daf a week, a two-sided page of Gemara every single week. It's much slower, much more manageable for those who are not able to put in the hour a day that Daf Yomi can take. And so we made a siyum on Maseches Megillah, and I was pitching that people should begin Maseches Moed Katan, a nice short Masechta. Anybody interested, please email me, and I'd love to include you in our group. But over the course of this siyum, I had the opportunity to share a couple of ideas, but in the course of my research, I came across some other interesting things as well that I would like to share. So let's talk about the idea of siyum, the fact that we make this party, this accomplishment upon finishing a book. You know, it is a big deal to finish a book. I have about 15 books on my night table just sitting there unfinished, and so maybe I should make more celebrations when I finish, and then I'd be more likely to finish. But where does this idea come from? So the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Chesamid Beis, quotes that Abaya says, Tesi li, I want my reward in heaven. For what? D'chi chazina tzurba mirabbanan. When I see a young rabbi, d'shalom mesechtei, a young student, a future budding rabbi, who finishes a mesechta, finishes a tractate, avidna yom tov l'rabbanan, I make a big holiday. I make a big festival. I invite other people, and we celebrate. Okay? So the Yamshal Shlomo learns a couple of things from these words. First of all, Abaya wasn't the one who finished, and so he decides that this is something worth celebrating, so other people should make this celebration on their behalf. He says, Afilu misha yom shalosiyam mesechta zu, mitzvah rabbah sheyismoch im hamasayim. Others should celebrate as well. And not only that, but he made a big enough party that other yom tova l'rabbanon, plural, many rabbis were called, af achiram imo, the Yamshal Shlomo says, we should invite a lot of people. We should make a big celebration. The question is why? What's the reason for the celebration? So the Yamshal Shlomo himself, and that's what Shlomo Luria writing about 400 years ago, he says, he brings an interesting proof for this, that we make a siyum at the end of a big project. He quotes the Gemara in Tainus. Gemara in Tainus is talking about the greatest days in Jewish calendar. Lo hayom yomim tovim, there were not any greater days than Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av, the Gemara says. The day of Yom Kippur, because we achieved atonement, and Tu B'Av, because of something else. And the Gemara proceeds to give five or six different reasons for why Tu B'Av was such a big deal. Most of the reasons that are given there are reasons that involve some sort of national concern, and then the final reason that's given is Yom She'pasku Milichros Eitzim L'Ma'aracha. It was the day that they finished cutting all the wood that they would need for the Mizbeach. There was a lot of things that a lot was burnt on the Mizbeach, so therefore they needed a lot of wood, so they had to cut the wood. So when they would finish that project, they would make a siyum. So that's a really interesting reason why we would celebrate, why it's the greatest of days. But perhaps, unlike the other reasons, which are more national in flavor, this represents a project, and a project which was accomplished. And when you set upon a project, even if it's just cutting wood for the Mizbeach, and you achieve and you finish that project, so it's a big deal. It doesn't matter how big the project is, how big the mesechta is, we make the same siyum, we make the same party, irrespective of how big it is. Now, I actually would suggest that one of the classic sources for siyum as well is the Ramah. The Ramah says that we make a siyum, and he says this in Tafresh Samach Tes and Aruch Chaim, and in the Gra there, the Gra quotes the story from Medrash Koheles about Shlomo HaMelech, where it says there, Vayas HaMelech Mishteh Gadol, he made a big party. Why did he make the party? Because that's the day after he had this incredible dream where God appears to him and offers him anything in the world. He could have all of the riches, all of the wealth, he could have all the power, all of his enemies could be subdued beneath him, and instead, what does Shlomo ask for? He asks for wisdom. And so he wakes up the next morning and he's got the wisdom. And so he makes this incredible party, and Rabbi Yitzchak over there in the Medrash says, Mikan she'osen su'uda b'gomra shel Torah. From here we see that a person should make a party when they complete a section of Torah, or they complete the Torah. So this is also attributed as the reason we make this big Chasan Torah at the end of the year, and Vizel Sabracha when we complete that on Simchas Torah, but simply it's even referring to small projects of Torah. And so the question is asked, you know, isn't it a little bit soon? He has the wisdom, he has the capability to learn Torah, but the next morning to make a party because he has finished Torah, he actually hasn't even begun. And so the answer, I don't know if I saw this or I made it up, but the answer, I believe, is that really, when a person makes a siyum, the goal isn't just to celebrate what you have done, but making a siyum empowers you to move forward. And just like cutting the wood for the ma'arach, cutting the wood for the mizbeach, you know, as soon as you accomplish what you set out to do, now you realize, hey, if I did that, I could do more. So too over here. Shlomo HaMelech now has the wisdom to be able to complete Torah, and the goal of making the siyum isn't just what you've done, but it's also to propel you forward, to be able to allow you to do more. So all of these ideas point to the idea that it's a very, very important thing to make a siyum, because perhaps it's the greatest motivator to make more siyumim. So much so that this is an important moment that the Yom Shel Shlomo in his writings refers to the bracha of Simcha b'ma'ono. In the Birchos HaMozon for a wedding, we say Nevarech Elokeinu, we want to bless, praise Hashem, Shehasimcha b'ma'ono, that there is simcha in his abode, there is joy in his abode. And we say this specifically at weddings because we believe that God really rejoices at a wedding. Suggests the Yom Shel Shlomo that we should add this in at a Suda of a Siyum. And we don't add it in for too many other celebrations. He says, Mishum zeh hayanira levarach shehasimcha b'ma'ono b'siyum masechta. De'ein lecha simcha yoser lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no greater joy that God has, ela simcha v'rina shel Torah, except for the joy and the celebration, the exaltation upon the accomplishment of Torah. So we've been told that we're supposed to make a party, we're supposed to have people attend the party, and it's something which is, it seems to be a great motivator for future learning, and it's the designating that I decided I was going to do a project, and I accomplished the project. That's the goal of a siyum. I saw a beautiful gra as well. The gra says that the word siyum has something very interesting to it. The word has four letters, samach, yud, vav, mem. All of these letters have the nister and the nigla equal to each other. What do I mean? So the samach. So samach is spelled samach mem chaf. So samach is 60, gematria of 60, and mem and chaf is 20 and 40, which also equals 60. Yud is yud, vav, dalad. Yud is 10, vav and dalad is 6 and 4, which also equals 10. Vav is vav, vav, which obviously is equal. Mem is mem, mem, which is also equal. So what's the equality between what you see and what you don't see? So he explains, he says, those who are making the siyum and those who are attending the siyum, they are equal in some way. That, and I've heard this before, that a person who attends a siyum and tenu kavod la Torah, gives the kavod for the Torah and says this is an accomplishment that is worth attending, also achieves the reward for the learning. Probably not quite at the same level, but those who are present and those who have done the learning are the revealed and the hidden, and those are equal in some way. One of the very interesting things that we do at a siyum is read a few different paragraphs. That's what the Messiah reads. So one I discussed, but I want to talk about a different one. One of the really interesting things that people wonder about is the Sihi Ratzon. It says, Yihi Ratzon Lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu Velkei Avoseinu Shetehei Saraschem Unaseinu B'Olam Hazeh Huseihi Imanu Le'Olam Haba. Torah should be with us. It should be our umnas. It should be our preoccupation in this world, and it should retain with us in the next world. And then it goes on to list 10 sons of Papa. Chanina bar Papa, Rami bar Papa, Nachman bar Papa, Achoy bar Papa, Abba Mari bar Papa, Rafam bar Papa, Rachish bar Papa, Surcha bar Papa, Ada bar Papa, Daru bar Papa. And 10 sons, we think of the 10 sons of Haman. But these are 10 other sons, and people also kind of read this breathlessly. But what is the point of these 10 sons just being listed here? There is no context, there is nothing which attaches them to any of this. So some explain, the Ramah, for one, explains that Papa was a very wealthy man. Whenever he would make one of these celebrations, he invited his 10 sons and many others, which obviously already created a crowd. Like we mentioned before, it's important to create a crowd. And he also reflected on the scholarly attainments of his sons, and so that's why they are mentioned here. Others understand that the students, or I should say the sons of Rav Papa, were killed al Kiddush Hashem, and this is like a bit of a yizkar that we do for them after we complete learning. Some understand that these are not all the 10 sons of one Rav Papa, and there are a few Rav Papas, and it's just referring to them for a different reason. Perhaps the most interesting, if you take the gematria of all of these names with the father's name, the total, and I have not checked this, so you can do this for me and let me know, is 2,693, which is 2,693. That is the amount of dapim in a gemara. That's the amount of pages in a gemara. And as you know, it's not. 2,711 is the amount, but perhaps this is the amount of complete dapim. I'm not sure. But the idea is that we reference all of the accomplishment, the idea that even if we're not finished all of that right now, but hopefully we will get one Rav Papa or one son of Rav Papa closer with every single siyum, and hopefully we'll be able to finish the entire thing. Have a great day.